If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is May the 7th, 2022, and today the topic is propaganda and partiality. Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, yes. But, it's the day that I've been working towards, at least over the past few months. Today is show day, y'all. Show day. I'm going to be performing at the Decatur Arts Festival. I'm going to be performing a show that I call The Mother's Day Dilemma. It's going to be featuring my character from my children's book, Madam Miraculous. And yeah, super, super excited about it. You know, I just was sitting here reflecting on, like, my life and my career and, like, how things work for me business-wise. And I might, I mean, go a little deeper into that in the after show for the people that watch me live on the video. But, you know, I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful. Yeah, I've been working towards this day and this event, like I said, for the past few months now. Shout out to Mr. Jerry. He is a fellow performer and who happened to... You know, I believe God, through him, decided to bless me with this opportunity, you know, bringing me to his heart and mind. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for, you know, not only did he, you know, provide me with this opportunity to perform at the Decatur Arts Festival, but, you know, I feel like he, you know, showed me a little favor with the time slot he gave me. And yeah, man, you know, it's a blessing. I'm excited about it. Yeah. I'm working hard towards this, so looking forward to see what the Lord gonna do through little old me in this event today. So looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to spending this time with my family as well. You know, I believe that my husband and child will be attending this event with me. I do believe that my sister and my mother and my niece will be there as well. So yeah, man, looking forward to it, spending this time as well as working, you know, but looking forward to spending time with them afterwards as well. Like I said, my mind has just been so engulfed in this event where it's like, I know there's other stuff going on, but I'm like, okay, once I get past this, then I can focus on, you know, some other stuff. But, yeah, so that's one thing going on. I mean, so yesterday, just mentally preparing for today again, you know, making sure I'm writing down like final details of what I needed and whatnot. And last night I did not work out. I did not work out last night because I don't know. I just felt more led to start putting things together and making sure I had things all in one place. So I can, you know, prepare to, you know, load the car today. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I was trying to prep as much as I could and everything like that. So that's pretty much what yesterday looked like to me. I don't think there's anything else to share per se. I mean, I know people have been talking about Kevin Samuels. He wasn't somebody that I followed like that, so to have a, I guess, opinion about. But I was listening to a few of those conversations that people were having online. As well as just, you know, hustling from home, doing the things I do. But outside of that, well, the other cool thing that happened yesterday was y'all saw that new episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show. So shout out to Miss Malaika Ituk. Beautiful, beautiful lady with a wonderful testimony, powerful testimony. And, yeah, so those of you all that tuned in to that episode last night, thank you. Thank you for doing so. If you have not seen it, then by all means, friends, check it out. The easiest way to do it, I guess, is to go to godsexandlove.com, because it should be our feature video, our feature episode for the next week. And so, yeah, check that out, y'all. Like I said, powerful, powerful testimony. I got some things in the works for GSL because we're excited. I know I shared with you all the other day that, you know, we've reached some milestones and we're trying to, you know, reach more, right? And so, you know, the other day we had 250 subscribers and 800 videos on the God, Sex, and Love channel. Since then, we've had some more subscribers. I don't know the exact number at the moment, but we're a little above 250 right now. And then, of course, we are above 800 videos because of the ones we posted yesterday. But we're thinking about doing some things, maybe some giveaways, you know what I'm saying? Some incentive to help us get our numbers up. So the team and I, we're bouncing ideas. You know, my husband is even, you know, offering to contribute and all these things. I'm like, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for, you know, the choices that I made in my life. Like, I think I at least made one good choice in my life. And that's that gentleman, Nadario Says. You know, thank and praise God for him because he's been such an encouragement. And, you know, he's been my muse. He's been so supportive. And, yeah, so anyway, I can go on and on about hubby. But anyway, y'all are here to hear the juice, right? So maybe I'll get into, you know, more testimony stuff in the after show. Let's get into the juice, y'all. Let's get into the juice. So propaganda and partiality. So how did I get to this topic for today? I mean, obviously, there is a lot hinging around these words these days, if you really think about it. But it was kind of interesting how I got to it today. So basically, I did my prayer meditation and I got distracted because, again, you know, with this event today, I'm like thinking about things that I haven't gotten yet, and I'm like, well, do I need to get it? Do I need to order it? Do I need, you know what I mean? Try to figure that stuff out, some last minute details. And eventually, I'm like, man, wait a minute, I need to be doing the juice. Like, what am I doing? I'm working here, you know, letting my mind get all over the place. So then I just happened to go, you know, how you pick Chrome and, on your phone and whatnot. So I picked Chrome, and it has like the main page of like news and whatnot. I want to say maybe it's, I don't know if it's Google, but whatever my main page is that pops up. And the interesting thing about it is, like, you know how you basically, I felt like as I was looking at the news articles on my main screen, it seemed as if things I would think about, I would see it in the newsletter. Or in the news, on that page. So as I scrolled up the page, it was like a word would come in my mind, and then next thing I know, I scrolled and I would see it. And y'all, I mean, I think other people have experienced something similar, you know, when it comes to social media and whatnot. Like, you could be talking about something, and then the next thing you know, here you go seeing an ad for it and stuff like that. And so, so the more that happened this morning as I was scrolling on that page, the more it made me kind of think about a conversation that my husband and I was having the other day because, you know, to be honest, I am a little bit concerned about this whole transhumanism thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's this movement, I guess, to combine computer and man, right? And I think we should be wary of that. I don't think that's something we should do. You know, I understand this whole technological advancement situation, but I just feel like when we're crossing those lines of playing God, I feel like that's borderline too much. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me, just making an observation. Again, I haven't went deep with research about what people are trying to do and whatnot, but I've seen some things. I've seen some things or whatever. And so, you know, and I don't personally think that that's wise. And if we have a choice in the matter, I don't think we should go there. Like, I think we should just remain the way that God created us and whatnot. But anywho, that's some side notes. I don't know. Y'all might think that's propaganda today, me sharing my thought about that. but either way, right? Either way, like, I want to say the thing about me, right? even before I kind of started to form my own opinions politically and whatnot, one thing about me is I try my best to like stay open-minded, right? And to try to get understanding from, like they say, both sides. I mean, now obviously I know that there's more opinions than just two, but we're so gung-ho, right, with this whole separation of left and right and, you know, conservative and liberal and whatever you want to call these different movements and whatnot. So much so where we don't want anyone to downgrade our group or make a group feel less than. But then at the same time, we want to, if you're a part of another group, you want to empower that group so much where they are puffed up above another group. You know what I mean? So it's like you don't want to receive that type of thing, but you want to, you know, give that type of energy or however they say, you know. So again, this whole propaganda aspect of the conversation could go all over the place right now. But that basically that word came into my heart and mind this morning. So I started looking up, I looked up the definition, and then that led me to the word partiality. And so I looked up the definition as well, and I looked up verses centered around that, and that's what started to resonate with me this morning. And so that's where the inspiration came from for today. And so the majority of the verses that I'm going to share today is under the partiality side of things, or you know, verses centered around partiality. But again, you know, I feel like it kind of went hand in hand, this conversation of propaganda and partiality, because you know, I guess, you know, just like this morning as I was scrolling on that page, right? Depending on what you're feeding your spirit with, you're going to continue to see that type of thing over and over and over again. And then you start to think that it's true, right? You start to believe whatever you're seeing and hearing, whether it's true or not, right? Whether it's facts or not. And I just feel like overall, we should just be careful, right? Because, I mean, well, I'm about to share what these verses say. And, but even before I share that, is, you know, honestly, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I do believe that there is a difference, right? And there's separation, but I don't think it's any of the type of separation that we do. I think we take it above and beyond. Like, I think the only separation between humanity, in my opinion, is good and evil. Or, you know, whether you believe the Bible or not. Like, I feel like that's the only differences when it comes to humanity. Like, yes, there's beauty and diversity, and I'm not taking away from that as well. Like, you know, I acknowledge that there's all kinds of cultures and all kinds of people around the world and everything like that. Obviously, you know, no one's taking away from the beauty of that, right? But at the end of the day, to puff up one group over another and the stuff that we do, the issues that we have, right? Way before I came to the world, you know what I'm saying? Like way before many of us, right? You know, these are ongoing issues when it came to like race or even between the genders and all these different things, right? So yeah, so let's see what the Bible has to say. Let's see what the Bible has to say, because that's the most important thing. So here we go. Yeah, I did write down the definitions of propaganda and partiality, but I don't know. I feel like if you guys want to see that, then just should I read it, Lord? You want me to read it? Okay, I wrote them down. Let me go ahead and read them. So here we go. Propaganda. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Partiality says unfair bias in favor of one thing or person compared with another, favoritism. So, yeah, I mean, you know, those were those two words represent. Now, let's see what the Bible has to say. James 2 and 1, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. So, yeah, that seems like a direct instruction, you know, do not basically show no partiality. As we hold the faith, you know, and I understand that, you know, people may view even what I'm doing right now as propaganda of some sort, right? They might view that as partiality. Oh, well, you have partiality for the Bible. Perhaps, perhaps, again, I do feel like there's a difference, but I acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying? I acknowledge how people could possibly see or feel that way. But it says we are to show no partiality as you hold a faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can let that marinate. We can let that marinate, and I'm going to keep going. Romans 2 and 11, it says, for God shows no partiality. So there you go. Like, that's what I was speaking on earlier. Like, God shows us no partiality. It doesn't matter, right? Your culture, your race, your gender, any of that stuff. And that's going to be reiterated in a moment. But it's like none of that stuff matters. And so that's the thing. You know, at the end of the day, I know people feel differently about that. You know, I know even people feel as if Christians feel differently about that or whatever the case is. I can't speak for everybody that ever called themselves a Christian. You know, I do believe that there are followers of Christ, and then there are people that claim to be followers of Christ, you know. And I believe that you'll see and know the difference between by their fruit, right? You know, so that's one thing all by itself, honestly. All of this stuff you can just go deeper with and just keep on going with, man. But yeah, it says here again that God shows no partiality. So let's keep going. Acts 10, 34 through 35. So Peter opened his mouth and said, truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. So there you go. There you go. That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it is, again, it doesn't matter which nation or anything. Do you fear God? You know, are you doing what's right and acceptable to him? That's it. That's it. He shows no partiality between any of us. And again, if you feel as if God is excluding you or whatever, it's probably because you're not walking in the will. Like, you know, but again, all of that is up to you, right? So who's in the wrong here? You know, is it God or is it you? You know, that's the whole thing by itself as well. So I'm gonna keep going. Galatians 3 and 28, it says, there is neither Jew or Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So again, showing partiality in any aspect, I say outside of believer versus non-believer, is we're not supposed to be doing it. It's not wise. It, you know, and I feel like any movement that does that is wrong. That's just me. That's just me and my little humble opinion, based on Bible, based on Bible. You know, we're in error if we're doing this in any aspect or capacity. I believe there's wisdom in, you know, getting information from both sides in regards to when it comes to propaganda and all that stuff. And again, we're not getting into politics at the moment, but I mean, I think, yeah, there's wisdom in like listening to these, like they say, varying opinions and whatnot, and then seeking God about, and you know, seeking God and using your discernment to understand, you know, what is truth, right? What is facts? What is the way to, you know, to go or whatnot when it comes to different things. But yeah, y'all, that's the juice. That's the juice this morning. I mean, you know, there's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds as well. But yeah, that is the juice. The Bible verse of today is Ephesians 6, 2 through 3, or 2 and 3. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all on Monday. if the Lord's will. And all the mothers out there, I just want to wish you all a happy, happy Mother's Day. Hope that you enjoy every moment of it. And again, I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello, Charmers. Visit ttcboutique.com for the latest in fashion and accessories. Twice the Charm, the source of women clothing.